USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
A two-year agreement to raise federal spending and at the same time lift the government's borrowing limit will go to the president's desk after it was passed in the Senate, with many Republicans opposing it. One of those against the bill and a no vote was Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
Shame on the politicians who campaign as conservatives but govern as big spenders. America, wake up. There is too much compromise, and the compromise is always more debt.
President Trump is planning to impose an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods. The president took to Twitter today and said that the Chinese president has failed to hold up on his promise to stop the sale of fentanyl in the United States, and many Americans continue to die. On September 1st, the tariffs will go into effect on $300 billion worth of goods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
We're learning more about the woman accused of hacking Capital One. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 33-year-old former Amazon software engineer goes by the online handle Erratic, and friends and fellow hackers say the name fits Paige Thompson, who reports say is estranged from her family and grapples with drug and emotional problems. An Associated Press report claims some say the Seattle woman is known for oversharing in online chat groups and that she even discussed the Capital One hack weeks before her Monday arrest in connection with it. She's now being held with an August 15th detention hearing scheduled.
President Trump is holding a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. The rally begins just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Tom Seibel explains why he's waiting to see President Trump.
I'm here to support my president. I'm here to show support for my country. What I'm here for.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Senate has confirmed Kelly Craft to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
She fills a role left vacant since Nikki Haley's resignation in December. The chamber voted 56-34 in favor of Craft, who was the U.S. ambassador to Canada since October 2017. Five Democrats sided with Republicans in the vote. President Trump formally nominated Kraft in May after his first choice, former State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert, withdrew her name from consideration. He indicated his intention to nominate Kraft in a February tweet.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announces a plan to allow prescription drugs from other countries to be brought into the United States.
With developments in the supply chain of how drugs are distributed both in the U.S. and abroad, and the consolidation of these big wholesalers and pharmacies around the world, there are pathways to do this safely.
Azar also says the president delivered the first decrease in drug prices in 46 years and brought $26 billion of savings to Americans by approving historic levels of generic drugs. Google is launching a new service called PlayPass that will offer hundreds of premium apps and games for a monthly fee of $4.99. Google is in the final stages of testing the service. Please remember, for more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.